Joni Gragan's here. Let's talk health. Well, I'm going to talk health with Natasha Trinev, the founder and president of Natren, which, of course, I talk about all the time because I believe it is the foundation of good health, and I want all of you to be healthy. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joni. It's such a great time to be together.
I agree, and I know there's been some exciting news out there, and you're always talking about how important it is with healthy gut bacteria, but talk about some of the new developments, of course, that you've been involved with for a long time.
Yes, well, just to remind everyone that I've been in this field for over 30 years, and I've been lecturing to doctors, nurses, universities, you name it. And I have been consistently saying that science will prove that what's going on in the gut flora, now called the microbiota, is connected to almost every disease you have in the body. Just to remind the listeners, in the last shows we talked about artificial sweeteners and carbohydrates upsetting the flora and causing insulin resistance, diabetes, and other diseases. And today, you know, I'd like to talk about Alzheimer's disease based on a brand new article that was published June 16, 2014, something called Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience. And it's absolutely astounding, and I think all of us should be informed about it. Now, just to give you the highlights, because I don't have 2 hours here to present the facts, more than 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease currently. And that number is expected to triple by 2050, to nearly 16 million, partly due to the number of people entering into the age group of 65 and older. Now, every 67 seconds, someone in the U.S. develops Alzheimer's disease. And Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. Now, here's the astounding part. 500,000 people die each year because they have Alzheimer's disease, more than prostate cancer and breast cancer combined.
That was, when you had sent me some of this background, I was astounded. I knew that they keep saying more and more people, even at younger ages, are getting Alzheimer's, but I had no idea that that was the percentage of people that, in terms of cancer, as Alzheimer's. That's amazing.
All right. And now, listen to this. 1 in 3 seniors die with Alzheimer's or other dementia, and 2/3 of Americans with Alzheimer's are women. So, ladies, we better listen up.
Wow.
So why is this prevalence increasing? Why is this rising? Well, the deaths from Alzheimer's increased 68% between the year 2000 and 2010, and deaths from other major diseases generally decreased during the same time period. This is something very important for us to know. Now, here's the shocker. People think that Alzheimer's disease is caused by genetics. It's only 5% due to genetic preferences.
5%, because, you know, that is another astounding thing, because the kind of information that people hear is that, well, it's genetic, but now you're saying 5%.
Right.
Wow.
5%, and 95% are caused by environmental factors, meaning what we've changed in our environment, our diet, and our lifestyle. So that's what's putting us at risk of Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, here's the connection to the microbiota or to the gut microbes in your GI tract. I want to recall to all of you that the human GI tract bacteria are the highest recorded density in any known microbial ecosystem, which is about 1 trillion per milliliter. So now you have this very dense ecosystem, and the imbalances in this indigenous microbiota causes disease to present. And many studies have reported that the relationship between the gut microbiota, host metabolism, and disease. So there is now a link shown between Alzheimer's disease and what's happening in our gut microbiota.
That is, and again, would any of it too have to do, Natasha, is that the American diet has gotten so bad, and again, we're not taking a good probiotic as well, so that we're in bad health.
Well, we're absolutely in bad health, and here, because I said time is short, and I know I'm downloading a lot of information on your listeners, but please, this is so important. Now, I'm just going to give you highlights, because I said I don't have 2 hours to make presentation. So now we're connecting Alzheimer's disease to the microbiota or to the microbes in your gut.
Right.
And this is what, you know, we've been in the health food industry talking about for over 40 years, that yeast and fungal proteins have been identified in high levels in the blood of Alzheimer's patients. Suggesting that chronic fungal infections may increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease.
That is amazing. I mean, and, you know, I know that you also said that the bad bugs, they move out. Is that true? They move out of our GI tract and more easily cross into our bloodstream?
Yes. As we age, you know, the barrier between our gut and our bloodstream, it becomes compromised. And sometimes, and many times, even in young people, we're seeing something called the leaky gut syndrome, where the microbes can easily penetrate from the gut into the bloodstream. And this is very dangerous because, you know, now here's the other shocker. So you have these fungal toxins floating around that help to form these proteins that clog up your brain and don't allow the neurotransmitters to reach the right portion of the brain so you can remember. That's what's causing the plaque formation, which are called amyloids in the brain.
Right, right.
And this is the biggest shocker, that a bacteria called C. pneumonia is the infection that's found in or the cause of death for patients who have Alzheimer's. So you're not going to find the fungal toxins as the cause of death, but they're a contributing factor for this bacteria, which is called C. pneumonia, and causes actual pneumonia, and the patients of Alzheimer's die because of pneumonia infection.
That, and they do so many times. That is so interesting. And you think about a lot of times as we age and things, and taking a lot of medications, not getting proper nutrition, the gut bacteria, I mean, you can see how all of these problems would occur because you absolutely have no good bacteria in your GI tract.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to encourage, because I don't want anybody to think there's a silver bullet or something magic we can do. But I have said, and I know you support me in this, that we have to change our diet.
Yes.
There are a number of doctors with books published telling us that we have to include healthy fats in our diet. Stop eating, you know, all these simple sugars and grains.
Right.
And, you know, you have to take a, what I call a high quality probiotic. Unfortunately, this is such an important thing to help balance that microbiota, whether you're an infant, you know, a teenager, an adult, or an aging person. I can't tell you how important this is, and yet the government is not regulating the content of these so important products that we call probiotics. They're more interested in what you say about them or what you're claiming it can cure. Well, I'm telling you right now, we have to stop thinking in America about a single thing being the cure for diseases.
Right.
What I do know is that diet, you know, and the bad microbiota equals disease, and that's proven irrefutably by many, many science studies and scientific studies, clinical studies, and so forth. So you have to, you know, arm yourself with information, because if you're not changing your diet, if you're not taking what I call a probiotic that survives shelf life and that survives the harsh acidic environment of your stomach, you're not going to make an impact. This is a very complex system, and I think a lot of the shoppers are duped by price. They'll go on the internet, they'll find a cheap price for a good product, but believe me, you know, as the author of two standards in probiotics, one read into congressional record, you have to do your due diligence. You have to know what it is you're paying for. I know money is tight today, so why waste your money on something that's not going to give you a benefit? So, you know, probiotics do need continuous temperature control or refrigeration. Forget all that stuff that's sitting on the shelf. If you're buying from an internet company, you're probably wasting your money unless you buy it directly from the manufacturer, because those internet companies have no, desire or no financial interest to make sure that that product is stored properly,
right,
that it's not exposed to moisture or heat, and that those bacteria are alive in good shape to impact that the microbiota that we're talking about in your GI tract.
You're so right. And the other thing, too, folks, when you get, let's say, a product for a lot less, again, that means that they really have no concern because they're going to cheap it out one way or the other, whether it means not storing it, you know, so that it stays cold or shipping it correctly. You want it, when you really, if you care about your health, you go directly to the manufacturer. One thing I would suggest, too, to everyone is if you go to natron.com, the website, read about everything. Any probiotic you think you're interested, read and find out what is, you know, what is going into that. And also, if remember, these are living bacteria. If they're not kept cold, forget it. I mean, that right there is just dead stuff on the shelf. But
right.
It's so important, too, though, with all of these, you know, more and more things, all these scientific studies seem to be coming out, things you've been talking about for a long, long time. Now there's a science behind it, too, like you say, with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, some of the doctors I used to work with in the past, and I think I shared an email from you, they said that they wish they would have listened to me because I was so ahead of my time, you know, 20 and 30 years ago when I was telling them about this. But, of course, they're trained not to listen to something unless it's presented in a pharmaceutical package and, you know, the way they were taught in medical school. But I think we can all change that. One thing I want to say, besides the refrigeration issue, please do not buy these products that have, you know, 6, 8, or more species of so-called probiotics in the product. There are some actual so-called manufacturers, they don't manufacture anything, selling probiotics with yeast organisms in them. And now with this connection with yeast and fungal proteins being affiliated with Alzheimer's disease, that is absolutely crazy to buy a product that contains yeast and is calling itself a probiotic. You know, so it's buyer beware. So the simple thing is, don't buy products that list, you know, 4, 6, 10, 12, all these microbes. This is not an even product, and you don't even know what's in the product once these bacterial species are mixed in. So, again, that's a waste of your money. And what they'll do is they'll dazzle you. They'll tell you, oh, you know, we have 100 billion or we have 200 billion. That's all meaningless because if that those bacteria don't survive shelf life and they don't survive the acid barrier in your stomach, it's just great marketing. It's not good science.
Exactly. And since we're finding through science how important probiotics to the health of our GI tract, I mean, they are really absolutely necessary for good health. It really is more important than ever. And remember that we have a lot of, as we say, a compromised food chain as well. So, you know, it's harder and harder to get everything you need. So it's so important not only to eat correctly, but that you have, what I call a real probiotic, such as Natron. And you were talking about Alzheimer's as well. Don't our digestive systems, too, don't they change with age as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. About, you know, when we actually start aging when we pass our mid-20s.
Oh.
And you know, and with 30 or 40, we can lose up to 60% of our bifidobacteria, which are so important for the large intestine and colon. A lot of people waste their money buying colon cleansers that really disrupt this flora, whereas if they found a specific bifidobacteria delivered in large numbers to the GI tract is the best way to replenish those bacteria in the colon, and it is a natural colon cleanse because it keeps moving unwanted food particles and stuff out through your feces.
Exactly. And again, when you think about a lot of these colon cleanses, a lot of times you're just stripping everything out, too, which is not a good thing. You want to more or less nurture it, I would think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think, and people might be saying, what's the connection? Well, the connection is that you have to keep that ecosystem, the microbiota, in tip-top shape. And you do this by diet. You do this by right probiotic supplementation. You do this with exercise. And I said, there's no simple reason, there's no magic pill. So, you know, we all have to get serious about our health if we want to enjoy our life.
I couldn't agree more. Natasha, thank you so much for, again, just real educational, good stuff. Natasha Trenev will be with us again next week. And I thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joni, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.